Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Want to tell everybody at 7:30 tonight, they can hear it, Monday Night Football. Bobby's favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys. They play the Las Vegas Raiders.
Boy,
and you can hear that game on the FM side here. 105.3, and listen to Raiders, Cowboys. Bobby?
Sorry, that's a sorry matchup, prime time. But the mystique, no. You know how it's always good, you know, like Major League, if the Yankees are relevant. When you can break it down, the NBA, the Lakers are relevant. You go on and on. Well, it's always, I think, overall good for the Cowgirls and the Raiders to be relevant, but neither one are relevant. So to have that in prime time, I think that one thing they might try to figure out a formula to flex games earlier rather than later. You know how we got to wait till December and all that? Mike, almost. Because right now, you had to.
Isn't Sunday Night Football taking over for the prime
games instead of Monday night?
It's not even.
The ratings. So, but I think they try to fight over what games do they want. That being NBC on Sunday night, ESPN, ABC, Disney on Monday night. And then you know what's prime time before prime time? To me, the late Sunday afternoon games.
No question.
Now, not the noon kickoff, so 1 o'clock Eastern, but that 3-ish type game Central, which is 4 Eastern, that to me is the new prime time, but it still cannot overtake Sunday Night Football. But I think you cannot have games in the future because you have more eyes witnessing and how you watch football, or the younger generation, whether you're streaming, whatever. But for us old school people, I don't know if this is even a correct statement, but I think I would rather watch like a game, like if it was played tonight, even though I have no interest in the Northwest or the West Coast, I'd rather watch the Rams and Seahawks tonight than the damn Cowgirls and the Raiders. There's nothing rating about the Raiders at all. So, but I think it's how they figure out the schedule and how they got all the money these networks spend and how they throw them a bone. It's almost like a draft with the networks. Okay,
pick
a game.
Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
But you got the last pick of the
But they're just glad to be in that number.
I agree.
You know, you look at Amazon and all that. Okay, at least we're coming to the table now. And, you know, the one thing that I think what NBC had messed up. You remember when they got out of pro football? Mike, it might have been at the turn of the century, like 25 years ago. Then they got back involved with Sunday Night Football. Because I played in a Sunday Night Football game. I still got the damn T-shirt. You know how I save everything. It says TNT. I got a Sunday Night Football.
That's before they became Fox,
right? No. TNT, that's Superstation. That's Ted Turner. TNT. Superstation Ted Turner was on Sunday Night Football. You know how they got the NBA and the NHL and
but
all now?
But it jumped to Fox.
To me, Fox started out on their own. They had nothing to do. That was Ted Turner and Murdoch.
But Fox
actually totally
grabbed
different.
That Sunday game.
They
grabbed it.
No, Fox came in when NBC didn't want to be no longer around. Then they jumped back in because of Sunday Night Football. The bottom line is that, who always had the vision? because of Monday Night Go Back to Howard Cosell was ABC.
Rune Arledge.
Yep, yep.
And Rune offered that to CBS first because, you know, ABC was a fledgling kind of network at that time.
They were more college football and God, remember, Chris Schenkler, I think. Schenkel, yeah, you know, something like that.
And Keith Jackson was on with the original Monday Night Crew.
Then
they said, you know what, you much better at college football. And they had Cosell, Frank Gifford, and then
Don Meredith
comes in.
So when you look at all that in the future, I don't think – and the reason why I'm bringing this up, I don't think you'll have games like you're having tonight this late into the season. Now, if you had Dallas and the Raiders early September, it doesn't matter. But people thought, they said, well, Dallas is always relevant because it's the damn Cowgirls. But the Saints are the world's team.
Yeah, but they got a lot of people now as watching Cowboys.
Yes.
They got a lot of people watching.
Well, I mean, because they're
pulling for them or against them. It's one of the two.
Because either you love them or you hate them.
There's no gray area there.
And then the Raiders. The Raiders are always like the villain type team. And people thought the Raiders were going to do something this year. And the Raiders haven't done anything. And, Mike, that brings me up with this segue with the Raiders to show you, I mean, how bad it's been. I mean, you know how the Raiders, are they striving to be relevant? You know how they're not relevant when you think about it? Is, do you know they pay the other coach, Kelly, that this is unbelievable, Chip Kelly. You know the Raiders pay $6 million to Chip Kelly to run the offense? Too much stealing money. Chip Kelly gets paid $6 million to run the Raiders' offense. Now, when you look at this, the Raiders, through 10 weeks, they're 30th in total yards, they're 29th in rushing, 27th in passing. This sounds like a little bit like the Saints, a little bit. And one before last in scoring, they're averaging 15.5 points a game.
It's pretty close, isn't it?
No.
Almost identical to the numbers.
That right there. But they're paying him $6 million, not even the head coach.
Because of success he had at Ohio State a year ago.
And then Oregon, obviously, how he all started. And then he went to Eagles. He went like college pros, college back to the pros. And then all of a sudden, Geno Smith, their quarterback, looks like the quarterback for the Jets instead of the Seahawks.
Man, we saw him. I remember we sitting there watching
against
him.
Against the Saints. He was awesome. Saints.
Bob, he put 5 or 6 passes that we just sort of looked at. Man,
as good as
that's as good as you'll see in the NFL. But he don't do that every week.
Well, he ain't doing it with the Raiders right now.
No, he's not.
So, I don't know. It's the NFL. We love pro football. But interesting to see this type of game that Dallas is involved and the Raiders. How many eyes are watching?
Want to tell everybody, hey, this coming Thursday, you'd have an opportunity on the kind of slipper pick to win $25,000 right here at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside.
So it's up to $25,000
cash. You get an opportunity this coming Thursday. They have the line dancing back, so if you like to do that, I know they got a lot of people come to do the line dancing. Also for their Thanksgiving Day specials at the Blue Bayou, and call for reservations. You can go online and see all the stuff they have. Great stuff at the Blue Bayou. But, again, make sure you get a reservation because you might be waiting in line quite a while.
It's making my mouth water. I'm looking at mesquite smoked turkey. I like a smoked turkey versus baked. How about you?
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I just like that smoky taste. And, boy, you can look at all the extras and all that. Candy, pecan, bourbon, mashed sweet potatoes. I don't know. Just give me – I like that too, but give me just regular mashed potatoes. I'll take that.
Well, there ain't much you wouldn't take off
of that. Yeah, I'm looking at
– you're not a real particular eater.
And then
the Jubilee Buffet, enjoy. Man, they're going to have a great Thanksgiving Day feast there. Plus, if you want to stay away, you don't want to eat turkey or ham – they have the Dungeness Crab. All your favorites here, Thanksgiving Day at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi.
Well, you know it's a racket. I think about this, Kate. When do you eat this or you associate with this, like any day of the year? Okay, what do we associate the fall with? And you would say Halloween and maybe around Thanksgiving, maybe pumpkins. Did you ever think about a pumpkin in the summer? or in the spring? No, it's kind of a fall thing. Okay, do you think about, well, what else do we think of holidays? Oh, cranberries. Oh, it's May. I can't wait to have like a cranberry dish. No. Well, when you think about like cranberries, it's like associated with Thanksgiving, Christmas. The same thing with damn pumpkins. I think it was a racket. Whoever's in charge of growing all those damn cranberries or has a pumpkin patch, that is, okay, how can we promote this? I got to give them an A+, a five-star rating for promotions.
Okay, who doesn't have you a pumpkin in front of their house or they eating it? Pumpkin pie. You like that pumpkin pie?
I just give you pecan pie pile of mode. I give you the vanilla ice cream. No, I eat anything. But, I mean, you know, it's not like, oh, I can't wait to have pumpkin. I'm going to go home, boy. I'm just slobbering all over myself. Or, oh, boy, that good cranberry pie or whatever. I drink cranberry juice. But think about that. You talk about that with, we got to have cranberries on the side as a side dish, Christmas or Thanksgiving, whatever. No, it's a racket, I'm telling you.
Okay, they also have the Beachside Tailgate Weekend Blowout. It starts November 27th through the 29th, which is Thursday through Saturday. Beachside watch parties, tailgate bites, drink specials all weekend long. And the grand prize they'll give away is a New Year's Bowl getaway to the Sugar Bowl.
Go party in New Orleans, a New Orleans Sugar Bowl. And I think we part of the playoffs this year. I think, Charlie, we part of the semifinals, quarterfinals. I know we part of the playoffs, the Sugar Bowl. So
we'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come by, get you a square up on the board, Raiders Cowboys tonight, and you can hear that game right here, not on the Big 870 WWL, because we got Pelicans playing tonight, but on our sister station at 105.3 FM. Bob, before we go to Big John, Stuart Mandel, for the Athletic, does a great job covering college football. He is reporting that Ole Miss has told Lane Kiffin he needs to decide by November 28th, Egg Bowl, whether he's staying at Ole Miss or taking the job either at LSU or Florida.
Well,
so November 28th, that ain't that far around.
No.
You're going to have to make a choice. And his wife, ex-wife, and I think they've reconciled, she has visited both Gainesville and now today in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, and to me, where can you win a championship? Okay, this day and age is different because you look 21st century, and it all started with Nick Saban winning a championship. Look, okay, what university could brag that they've won three national championships? I should say four with Paul Dietzel, but I'm not going to count that. That was like, you know, before I was even born. My dad was in college. Anyway. But the 21st century, they won three national championships, three different coaches. Ole Miss can't say that. So I think Lane Kiffin might look at it. If you roll in the dice, playing the percentages now, you've accomplished a lot at Ole Miss, but you can accomplish a lot more at LSU. You got to look at the big picture. So even if Ole Miss, they're in the playoff hunt, they're in the playoff pictures, anything can happen in the postseason. But realistically, do you think that Ole Miss is better than Ohio State? Whoever you might look at, what it truly takes to win a national championship. Well, yeah, Bobby, that's why they play the game on the field. But I'm just saying LSU's been there, done that. So I still think you'd have more an opportune situation to win a national championship at LSU than to be just, oh, we're in the postseason. Because Ole Miss can be in the postseason. But would you be shocked this year if Ole Miss won the national championship? I don't care if Lane Kiffin's there or not.
I'd be surprised. I'm not saying shocked, but I'd be surprised.
If they won it.
I would be.
Where if you turn things around at LSU and you're in the hunt, you're not surprised. Because LSU, when they're rolling, we're on the level of the Georgia Bulldogs or the Ohio State Buckeyes. However, now you could say Alabama up and down. Now, Texas wants to be relevant until they can bring back the second coming of Vince Young. Vince Young's their version. Texas is very like
Joe Burrow or Jaden Daniels.
No, Cam Newton.
Yeah.
He's more like Cam Newton. Remember how he ran all over USC? To me, I think Vince Young at Texas. Now, Cam Newton was the MVP in the NFL. Vince Young didn't even come close to being MVP in the NFL with the Titans.
He was a washout.
So,
there.
When you look at that, I think, could not handle success. But I give a lot of props to. I said they cannot handle success, how they were getting waxed in the first half. The Aggies, Texas A&M, they were losing 30-3? And they look terrible. Then they come back and they won.
31-30.
And I was like, whoa, that could see well. And always keep a positive note how you handle adversity. Because the Aggies don't know how to be prosperous. So I'm intrigued. You know what game I want to watch? I want to watch Texas A&M and Texas.
Bob, the way they're playing right now, I don't know if Texas can hang with them.
Well, I would love it. I don't have a love for the Aggies, but I love to whip that Longhorn behind.
All right.
I'd be like whipping the Cowgirls. Yeah.
Pete Thamel is reporting. It is official. Virginia Tech has hired James Franklin. And we talked about it to open the show. Looks as though they were getting everything straight.
Well, that makes so much sense. You know why that makes sense? Virginia Tech right now, you know what they want to be? At least we're in the hunt. James Franklin, how did he get that Penn State job? Because all of a sudden he had success at Vanderbilt. And then he goes to Penn State. Now, he couldn't win the big game, but look all the games that they're winning. Virginia Tech just hoping they can win a bunch of games, at least where he can be in the conversation.
Win that ACC title.
Yes, it's exactly. Mike,
then we get in.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, Coach Franklin, we win the ACC title or, we have a 9-10 wins. I mean, we're winning anything, but at least we're being mentioned. You'll never get fired at Virginia Tech.
Let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Big John, Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
All right,
good,
all right, Big John.
Look, first of all, I wanted to tell you that I've been to Lubbock, Texas, and the joke in Lubbock, Texas is that you can stand on a can and see Canada because that is some flat country. But I tell you, the campus of Texas Tech is one of the most architecturally beautiful campuses you'll ever set foot on. The rest of the town is, just what you would expect from a north central Texas town. But they do have the Buddy Holly Museum, and that's what it's got going for it. Now, secondly, I want to give a shout out to all my good friends who are Alabama fans out there, and I only have two things to say to them. Boomer Sooner, all right? But most importantly, I want to give a big shout-out and a big clap on the back for Frank Wilson on getting his first win as the LSU interim head football coach, because it's becoming obvious to many of us here in Louisiana. Frank Wilson's one of the great guys in college football, and he's obviously someone who's going to be a head football coach somewhere, maybe even next year.
Well, he had a chance at Texas San Antonio. McNeese, basically a 500 head coach, but the one thing he still got in his wheelhouse, even though it's not out-and-out recruiting, you look at name, imaging, likeness, and not so much that, but the transfer portal. Yes, he definitely would be an asset to your staff. And coaching running back, the players can relate to him. I don't know if he'll ever be higher than like a Texas San Antonio McNeese type coach, Big John. But I still think he's deserving to be on the staff. Coach O thought highly of him to take him out of high school to give him that opportunity.
And Frank coached with Coach O and Kiffin at Tennessee.
Yes. So it's all about networking. I'm telling you, all that goes hand in hand. And who would have thought? That's why money still talks, even though you don't want to hear that Lubbock, Texas would be relevant in college football. You heard Big John describe Lubbock and Texas Tech. I'm telling you. And you know who can't stand that? And then you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. There's A&M and the Longhorns in Austin. I'm not talking about some directional like University of Texas San Antonio. I'm talking about UT in Austin. They can't stand it. Even the Aggies right now, they all were in College Station. Well, we can't let Texas Tech and Lubbock be better than us. And right now, huh, it's up for grabs. And well, I'd love to see that Texas Tech and A&M. Ooh. Okay. Well, it'd be like a battle to Alamo there.
I got a feeling I know who leaked this, but Joey McGuire's name has been linked to the University of Arkansas. When your name gets thrown in, it's your agent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That makes
okay,
sense.
This stuff about Lane Kiffin's wife or ex-wife going to Gainesville and Baton Rouge, you think some reporter dug that up? Hell no.
No, the agent.
The agent tips you off, hey, you know who's going to make out like a bandit? Jimmy Sexton.
Oh, yeah, the one who's
Man.
Calling the shots.
Because now it's going to trickle down to the other coaches he has. Hey, he's going to make his money with Lane, but also the other guys
I have a next-door neighbor that when I lived in Mandeville played with the Saints. His name is Mark Lunason, running B97 and all that. His son, Kyle Lunason, became an agent. He knew he never really could play, became an agent. He was the agent for the Suicide Boys and all that. If you look that man up and how he parlayed that to be a representative, be an agent. So I'm telling you, if your kid loves sports or love entertainment, you got to be representing the people that are doing the work and that get the deals. That's the ones that get paid and they pull in the behind the scenes.
You know, Coach Sumbrough, when I tried to ask him the question, is he was, Mike, you got representation, right? I said, yeah. He said, so do I. I'll let them handle that.
Yeah. You know what? You know
I
about,
just go along just like you did.
No, you know about representation now, Liz? My wife. I said, because the more money you get for me, the more you get. So she ain't against that, right? Well, I'm a pay agent. Come on.
We'll be back with more Second Guess, and it'll be Tommy Rybecki, the head football coach at Nicholls State, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the Second Guess show, excuse me, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. We'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert, myself, along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. On our Talk and Text line, it's our weekly special, our Nicholls State segment with head football coach Tommy Rybecki. It's sponsored weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Again, congratulations. As I'm doing post-game for LSU, I was like, come on, you guys got to win. You can't lose to Northwestern. But Coach, it was close.
It was close, and it was a gritty win for our football team. You know, we didn't play particularly well at times during the game, and I thought that put us in some tough situations, but pleased to be able to get the win and go to cleaning up some of those mistakes as we move forward.
Yeah, especially looking at first half versus the second half, Shane Lee's with 4-yard touchdown, middle of the fourth quarter. That was the third touchdown in the game, the only score of the second half. So I'm sure that was somewhat surprising. And I know Northwestern State had been leading at half too many times. It was 21-19 halftime lead. So what did you tell your team? Because I don't know, I know you don't look at this, but I could say this. I think y'all are like a 3-touchdown favorite. So what do you tell? You know what I remember? I'm going to tell you this, Coach Tommy. You appreciate this. I remember in ninth grade, we were playing Lockport, and we had won 3 times and then against them. And I was at La Rose Cutoff Junior High. This is in ninth grade, Mike. And it was so weird, Tommy, was that we lose it by 18 and a half. And I remember Tommy Robichaud said, who do y'all think you are, the Boston Celtics or something? And then we came back the second half. We had always beat him in the tournaments, but we ended up only losing like by a couple of points, 2 or 3 points. But what did you tell him at halftime to motivate the team being down 21-19?
Yeah, you know, it was all about all week, man. We needed to earn everything that we were going to get in the game. And I thought in the first half, we just made too many mistakes. So halftime was about settling the group down and them understanding that, you know, we can't continue to make the same mistakes. We can't give them short fields. We can't turn the ball over. You know, if we do those things in the second half, if we clean those things up, that, you know, we'll come out on top and we'll have enough opportunity to win the game as long as we clean up and address those mistakes in the second half. And so I thought, you know, defensively we were able to make some adjustments, really limit their production in the second half. And then offensively, you know, we did enough to win the game.
Tommy, I always wanted to know what goes through a coach's mind. Do you scan the field for flags, whatever? when Bonner returned an interception 79 yards to the one-yard line, but the play was negated with, by offsetting penalties. Do you take a deep breath? What goes through a coach's mind when you see something like that happen? Whether it's positive or negative, is the first thing you're looking for flags on the field or what?
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought we had a good play called and, you know, forced them to be in a bad position and get the holding call on our receiver down the field. I think I was most frustrated right there that we got a penalty and that it was offsetting and not just leading to us getting a first down and able to continue the drive and go score. So my attention was focused on our penalty and, you know, but it was a good relief to be able to get another opportunity at fourth down and pleased that we were able to get the conversion and keep the drive going.
Now, Coach, if I got this correctly, the Stephen F. coming up. Stephen F. had a big win, boy, I saw against Lamar. I think it might have been a double-digit win. I can't recollect right off hand. But Stephen F. in the Solid Conference seems like they're in the driver's seat right now.
Yes. So with their win this past weekend, they were able to clinch the conference championship and also the automatic berth to the playoffs. So they had a great year. They'll finish strong again this week. I look forward to seeing them make a run in the playoffs.
And then it's a real short week because it's Southeastern. And, man, I wish I had the under on the last two games for the Lions. They've won, but, Coach, they ain't put up no points up on the board. I know Coach Suffolk, that's driving him nuts, that they haven't been able to move the football more than they have. But, Stephen F., I was going to ask you a little bit about a scouting report of what you've seen from them. And, you know, for people who haven't watched him play, what sort of stands out?
About Stephen F.?
Yes.
So Stephen F., really good quarterback play to start with. They're very talented at wide receiver. Obviously, they're doing a good job for those groups to play well. You know, you got to have a good offensive line, so they're protecting them well, able to run the ball effectively enough to get some opportunity down the field for the quarterback and the receivers. But just really explosive offensively. They're very athletic on defense. They run and they hit, play really hard. And so, you know, the combination of those two things, along with their experience, I mean, I thought they were a veteran team a year ago. The difference between this year and last year, the quarterback got hurt, broke his collarbone against us. He wasn't able to finish the season. And so for them to put it all together this year, it's kind of the culmination of, you know, 2 years of work. And so, you know, credit to them for what they've been able to do in our conference.
Now, Tommy, looking to close out the season when that occurs, against Southeastern, like you look at LSU, Arkansas, obviously no playoff ramification or anything, but you're playing for pride, but you're also playing for a trophy. What can you tell the new players, I guess, that are associated with Nicholls State, or I'm sure Coach Selfo at Southeastern, that you are playing for some, and the rivalry, like for the Riverbell Classic. What does that mean to you, and what does it mean to players maybe that are not familiar? Do you educate them about it, or what?
Yeah, without a doubt, you want everybody to know what's at stake here. This has been such a rivalry over the last 10 years, back and forth. Every year they always have a great team, and they show up and play, and you can throw the records out the window when these two teams match up. We've had some games come right down to the wire with each team being able to come out on top. So it's definitely a big game. It's a big part of our program. It's important for us to win this game. It's an opportunity for us to win the state and beat the other FCS programs in our state. So there's a lot on the line this week, and our players are going to work hard and prepare and be ready to play on Thursday night.
Coach, one of the things is the lifeblood of any program, recruiting. And I do think you have a bigger pool now because of the transfer portal and some of the bigger schools in the state. They'll go that route before they'll offer a high school player. How many guys you think you will probably sign in the early period, or is it too early to kind of look at that?
We'll be close. We'll be looking to sign about 15 to 20 players in this early period, and that'll be the majority of our class. We'll return maybe 100 players once we start the spring semester off of this year's roster. And so, you know, we'll have about 15 or 20 spots, and we'll look to fill those primarily in this mid-year signing date.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I know in years past it had been a much lower number, correct? Because I know you handled a lot of that recruiting earlier before you became the head coach, and the numbers were much smaller in that first December period.
Yes, and as everybody has kind of caught up to the way the recruiting calendar is going, a lot of these players are ready to make a decision earlier than they have been in the past. So I think what you'll see from us is a bigger signing class in December than maybe the years past because of, you know, the high school players being ready to do that.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck this coming Saturday. Hey, put a W up on the board, brother.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you all.
All right, Coach. The head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tommy Rybecki. That segment is brought to you weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems. Hey, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics. When we come back, we'll finish it up here in hour number two of Second Guess right after this break. Finishing up here on hour number two of Second Guess, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. The NFL has suspended Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver Jamar Chase for one game, act of unsportsmanlike conduct, and in the fourth quarter.
Well, you can't spit on nobody.
You spit on Jalen Ramsey. No. They had been going at it though all game long.
Hey, listen, you could not. You could punch somebody in the face, but don't spit on nobody. I'm telling you, is that's the thing. Don't spit on nobody, because then, come on, who you think you are, Romanowski? Come on.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.